there. Tom Nugent here from the From the Horse's Mouth podcast. You may have heard me mentioning the Racing Quiz of the Year we made recently with Paddy Power hosting Ruby Walsh, Jane Mangan, Fran Berry, Kevin O'Ryan, David Jennings, and our very own Frank Hickey. Well, we thought it would be a good idea to upload the show as a podcast too, for anyone who's interested, of course. Naturally, some of the rounds work much better when enjoyed visually, so you can watch the show on YouTube using the link in the show notes. And if you do that, be sure to subscribe to the Paddy Power Racing channel while you're there. But if you're happy to listen to it purely in podcast form, here it is for your listening pleasure. Please enjoy the Paddy Power Racing Quiz of 2022.
And welcome to another of our racing quizzes. I'm Paddy Power, and as we approach Christmas, our two teams will be battling it out as we reflect on the year that was 2022 and all things racing. So without further ado, let's meet the teams. First up, our first team, the captain needs no introduction, so I'm going to introduce him. It's Ruby Walsh. This is like the politest quiz ever, isn't it? Everybody's clapping for each other all the time.
Are we the Irish team, yeah?
Well, I'd say maybe you're the Irish team. If that makes you feel better, that's okay, yeah. Ruby, you're looking very festive, obviously, Christmas time and all that kind of stuff. I was always wondering about you. Are you more of a... Do you get excited for Christmas or more of a bad humbug?
I love Christmas, yeah. I used to love it for different reasons. I love it now for what Christmas should be. I used to love it for the racing, and now I love it for what Christmas is.
Oh, isn't that cute? Ruby's changed. He's changed a lot, hasn't he?
I love it.
Joining Ruby, and welcome back, David Jennings. Give him a clap, too. DJ... Am I right in saying you've never been on a losing team yet?
Never.
In one of these quizzes?
Never. 3 from 3.
Does that mean you're due one, or...?
Probably, yeah. Honeysuckle did 16 in a row. Yeah. I'm going for 4 in a row.
You're going for 4 in a row. Okay.
That's the only comparison I have with Honeysuckle.
Best of luck.
You'd have to write for the race and post to have an ego like that.
Yeah, exactly. completing the trio, it's none other than Boffin trader Frank Hickey. Been swatting up for this, Frank?
No.
No, doesn't. No need.
Doesn't need it.
Good man, Frank. Good
it's like
man,
college
Frank.
All over again.
Yeah. And going head to head with Ruby and assuming the captain's armband for the very first time, Jane Mangan. Yay. Bit of extra pressure, Jane, being captain.
Nah. Go toe to totem on RT every day.
Oh, good woman, good woman. And joining Jane, backed by popular demand, a man who has got a great record in this event, Mr. Fran Berry. Which round would you be looking forward to the most, Fran?
I really enjoy these quizzes, but charades, I'm a bit of an expert at that, so bring it on.
I'd say Christmas is great cracking your gaff. And completing Jane's team is the hardest working man in race, and that's what he calls himself anyway, Mr. Kevin O'Ryan. And Kevin, you know you spend most of these quizzes taking the mickey out of Fran, so it must be a bit weird being on the same team as him.
Oh yeah, we'll still take the mickey out of him. Yeah, he gives as good as he gets.
Have a bit of crack.
Yeah.
Right, so let's get down to business. The first round is called Name That Horse. So regular viewers of this quiz will know that in previous quizzes we've had pictures of horses and jockeys for our guests to identify. Well, this time we've spared no expense and we've actually got a video reel to show you all. So have a look at this and name that horse.
Are you for real? Like, that's it?
That's it.
We have to name that horse off that footage.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We have it sorted. It won't concern you for this round.
That's because you're in more yard. You're in every yard in the country.
If you'll hold your horses, see what I did there? I'll explain how the round actually works, okay? So, how this works is you both get to guess that horse. Now, you can write it down on the little card in front of you. And I'll give you clues then. Afterwards, if you get it wrong. So you get 5 points if you get it right with no clues. And then if you get a clue, you get 4 points.
Small,
two clues, 3 points.
Horse.
Nobody's listening to me, but that's
doesn't
fine.
Look like... No, we're not listening
but take
to
a guess.
Doesn't look like Willie's.
Cubby Gardens is obviously a yard that had barns because it was in a barn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all about that.
Mm, it's all about Kevin Cummins, isn't it? These men, they know their bottoms.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He must work out.
For something like this, it'll have to be relatively
okay, lads, are we like, nearly ready to go?
Can we go first?
Yeah, Jane, you're going to go first. I just want to make sure everybody's made their...
I put down my pen, yes?
Okay.
I put
Jane,
my pen down.
Who did you go for?
We're going all in without clues on a country.
Brazil.
Wow. Could be Tranberry, Best Pals of Porrick Roach. Oh, I mean, this just adds up, like.
I recognise the horse's music. Tail, actually.
Get the music. The music.
Well, I'd say, look, there's a fair chance it is, because I haven't been in the air, but we went Small Brown Horse, Flooring Porter.
For Flooring Porter, okay.
Because I've never been in Gavin's, but Frank did say there were barns as well.
Okay, well, listen, one of you may be correct. Let's have a look. And it was indeed Brazil and Porrick Roach. And many thanks to Porrick for having us down to his yard to film.
Well done,
Jane. Good start. Will I give you the clues anyway to see, well, see what it would have been?
Yeah.
So we're going to say he was owned by JP McManus. Going to say he's trained in the Curra. Going to say he's a Cheltenham Festival winner. And going to say he's still a full colt.
Brazil.
Well done, David. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So at the end of the first round, it is 5 points. Surprisingly, 5 points. We didn't think anyone would get that on the first go, but well done. Jane Mangan leads 5 points to nil.
Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18+, begambleaware.org.
The next round is a buzzer round, and our contestants will have to buzz in first if they know the answer. But be careful, because a wrong answer could open the door for the other team to steal a point. No conferring in this round, so fingers on the buzzers, please. And here is your first question. Who trained the winner of the 2022 Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby? Kevin.
Some stage today.
Thankfully, Ralph Beckett.
Correct. Well done.
Actually, Ralph Beckett, but anyway.
Ralph Marie. Next up, Shark Hanlon won the American Grand National with Hewick, but at which racetrack did the horse register it? David?
I have a feeling this is going to be a trick question. I thought it was going to be where is the American Grand National, which is Far Hills, but I have a feeling...
Far Hills is your answer. It's incorrect. So we throw it across to the other team. And
if, finish his answer.
Huh?
He was waffling.
I was explaining why it wasn't Far Hills.
Okay, well, sorry. Give me, what's your answer then?
I'm going to go for Goran Park.
Incorrect. Throw it across.
Can we finish the question, please? Question.
I'll finish the question, and I think you can confer now. Yeah. We just make up the rules.
What was the end of the question?
The end of the question was, at which racetrack did the horse register his first win of 2022?
Yes, I'd say you're right, yeah.
Going to go with Sandown, the 365 Gold Cup.
Or Sedgefield.
No, I'd say that probably.
Jeez. Sandown is correct. Well done.
Was it not Sedgefield, no?
No, it was Sandown.
Will you listen? Will
the cards Sandown? The cards never lie.
Where did you get Goran Park from?
Set that time with Denny Pittman and Jess Harris.
His first win for the Sharp was Handicap Porter and Goran Park, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, here's question three. How many UK-trained winners were there at the 2022?
Frank. 10.
The answer is... 10, correct. What was the question?
At Cheltenham.
At Cheltenham, correct. That actually was the question. Right, well done, Frank.
Well done, Frank.
You're away.
You're watching, Dave.
Back on the buzzers. Next question. What was the official SP of Noble Yeats? Frank.
41.
Incorrect.
Yay!
Richard, throw it across.
Finish the question, please, Paddy.
What was the official SP of Noble Yeats when he won the 2022 Grand National at Aintree?
As a punter, I should know this.
You definitely should know this, yeah.
He should have known this.
28-1.
No.
Incorrect. It was 50-1.
So, I knew that.
He went off starter.
So no winner.
Basically, the SP was 50-1. He was 40s with Frank and Paddy Powers.
Yeah. Next question. Colin Keane beat Billy Lee to be Irish flat champion jockey in 2022, but what was his final winning margin? Kevin.
You have to know this. Come on now, come on, any stage
today.
Okay,
Kevin, come on.
Come on.
Too 84.
Long. Pass it over.
84. His winning margin was 84. incorrect. I'll throw it across.
Okay, it says six. 5-6-7.
It wasn't.
My God.
Was he not?
My God, it's right.
Huh? Are you free?
Yeah, I think he won by three.
Right, lads,
come on. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I think you're right.
We're only guessing because we weren't Billy Lee's agent. We weren't really deeply involved in this battle. And when Billy Lee got suspended, it was irrelevant.
And you listened
so
to the question.
We're guessing three.
And five. You guessed correctly. Well done, that's three. And he got it wrong anyway. He said five. Right, back on their buzzers.
Put them open.
Come on, pay attention.
Yeah.
Pay them in.
Back in again.
As you know, I still haven't got over.
Which 15-year-old gelding won the 2022 running of Punchestown's famous Latouche Cup? Frank.
Ballybroken Bridge.
Correct. Well done. Good work. Next question. Megan Nichols retired from the saddle in 2022. But on what track did she ride? Fran.
Kempton. Last ride.
Incorrect.
We listened to the question.
Last question.
I haven't finished the question yet, so if you'd like to wait for the hold of the question. Megan Nichols retired from the saddle in 2022. On what track did she ride her last winner?
It was a bump.
That's right, it was Kenton.
Go for Haydock.
Catterick
kind of is coming into my head, but go on, go for
Haydock.
Go on,
take your time, lads.
Let's go.
Frank thinks it's Haydock.
Right, but Frank is incorrect.
Can I go again?
Pontefract.
Ponte, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, 84.
Were you her agent as well?
It was hard to take. Now it was hard to take. I still haven't got over the Billy Lee thing.
Okay.
How many UK trained winners were there at Irish Champions Weekend in 2022?
Three.
Incorrect.
Two.
They won the sprint. They did a couple on the Sunday.
Highland sure, Princess.
Didn't they win the handicap on the Leopard Count?
They did. The horse to win all the money went to America. That's two. Matt Johnson's horse.
To win the sales race.
Yeah, McCamber,
three. Yeah. So it's more. Four. I said, you know me, it's more than France. Three.
They won the national stakes. Didn't they win the national stakes?
No. Did they? No. Joseph won that. Dylan Brown's first.
Al Riffa.
So we'll go with four.
Go with four? Correct. Well done. Good work.
Imagine when it's Saturday.
Honeysuckle won her 16th consecutive race in the Paddy Power Punchestown Champion Hurdle. But which horse finished? Ruby.
Echoes and Rain.
Correct, finished second. Well done, Ruby.
Well done, Ruby.
Who rode Tudor City to win his second? Ruby.
Jimmy Lamb's nephew, but I can't think of his name.
Right, come on.
Go on, Jen.
McKenna. Lee McKenna.
Correct, well done.
Don't believe it. The time.
Will you stop? Took about half an hour from the one earlier. Right. Baid won a total of how many Group 1 races in 2022? David.
Four.
Correct. Well done.
Well done.
And the final question of the round coming up. Which Australian-trained horse won the 20...
Nature Strip,
it was indeed. And the question was, which Australian-trained horse won the 2022 King Stand Stakes at Royal Ascot? Well done, Jane.
Well done, Jane.
So well played, both teams. At the end of that round, the green team got 7 points and the red team got 3 points. So the red team's now lead by one. On to round three, and it's called From the Horse's Mouth. So in this round, it's a game where our players' wits and recollections and poker faces will all be tested in equal measure. The way it's going to work, Frank and Kevin, obviously you're up first because you're sitting there. Frank, your team is trailing, so you get to answer this question first. So I'm going to ask a question. Frank will give me an answer, and you get to call his bluff on that answer or beat him. Okay? Your first question is, Frank, how many winners can you name from this year's Royal Ascot?
16.
Well, there are loads of races and loads of days. So, Kevin, you can either name 17 winners or make Frank name the 16.
Frank, you walk away, son. Best of luck.
Have them all here.
Yeah. Baid.
Yeah.
Bradsell.
Yeah.
Heredia won the Sandringham.
It would have been better if you kept them all alphabetical, but that's okay, yeah.
Rohan. Yeah. Nature Strip. Yeah. The Riddler. Broom. Changing of the Guard.
That's eight.
Did I say meditate?
You didn't say that yet, but well
the
done.
The Albany. Rebus won the James Palace.
Ten.
Coronation.
Pretty impressive, even if we might get there.
Perfect Power won the Commonwealth.
It's 11.
Coltrane.
Well.
We're getting there, Ruby. We're getting there.
We don't have till next Christmas now.
Come on.
Kyprios.
Kyprios, yeah.
You feeling the pressure?
Yeah.
Come on, Frank, only three.
Keep going.
Holloway Bay.
Holloway Bay, yeah. Four, that 14.
Yes,
14.
Two to go.
The Lion Hunt Cup was won by Dark Shift.
15, yeah.
The second one word more. And the second last question was wrong.
Just give him the points, will you?
Let's get one more.
I can't think of another race.
The Platinum Jubilee. Who won that?
Come on, you gotta go.
Don't fall short now.
It was a long week.
It was a long week.
I'm gonna give you 5 seconds. Five.
I'm drinking.
Queen Alexander.
Four.
It's very hot.
William Mullins.
Two.
Stratum.
Yeah, Stratum.
Just like sheep like that. Frank, after that effort, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to call time on you. 15, so close.
Great effort, Frank.
Kevin, superbly well played in that round, Kevin. Congratulations. 2 points to James' team. Right, you lads go back. Fran and David.
I've been hard done, mate.
So, an incredible, valiant effort from Frank there, but unfortunately, not enough. So you guys are next, David and Fran. So we're going to let Fran go first this time because Frank went first the last time. So how many Irish-trained winners from this year's Cheltenham Festival can you name, Fran Berry?
11.
David, are you going to go for 12 or are you going to call his bluff?
I go 12.
You're going to name 12?
I'm going to name 12, Paddy.
Right, here we go. Yeah.
I know he will, but he wouldn't get 11.
England had 10, so it's kind of...
It's Cheltenham, like. He right, doesn't know DJ. Which day the Ballymore is on.
Stop buying him time to think about it. Come on, let's go.
OK, will I start?
Start.
OK, we'll go for Honeysuckle. Statler. Sir Gerhard. Energemine. Vauban. Aplutar. The Nice Guy. That's 7, is it, Paddy?
7, yeah.
Bob Olinger. We're on to 8 now, so then I'll move on to the...
Charity race, what would that?
8, OK. We'll go for Wednesday.
Subscribe to the Racing Post, lads. Get all your info there.
Stop distracting me, Fran. OK. Flooring Porter, State Man is 10, two more now. Delta Work, 11.
Yeah.
And 12, I will go for Bambridge.
Bambridge, congratulations, well done, David.
You never said Brazil.
I was going to say, you didn't say Brazil. So, for your question, captains, I want you to cast your minds back to the Dublin Racing Festival. How many winners can you name, Ruby?
7.
Jane, you're going to go for 8 or you're going to call his bluff?
I'm going to leave him name 7.
Okay, right, Ruby, off you go.
I really was bluffing.
Yeah.
First race will be Cook Cooner.
Yeah.
Second race was Shaqun Pussoir to win the chase. The champion hurdle was won by Honeysuckle.
Correct, yeah.
Facile Vega won the champion bumper.
Yeah.
The two, Vauban won the juvenile hurdle. Yeah. The Gold Cup was won by, actually can't think what won the Gold Cup last year, it might come back to me in a second. Mayor's hurdle, can't think what won that either. 3 mile handicap hurdle, haven't a clue who won that either. There's only 16 races, I went for 7 of them.
Five done so far.
The Mayor's bumper was won by Green Colours of Moneers, but tell me its name.
Pink and Parts.
Not a hope. She didn't win, Fran. She didn't win. What are the rest am I missing? The 2 mile novice hurdle was Sir Gerhard.
Yep, 6.
6.
One
and
more.
I need one more, which would be the Gallop and Deschamps.
Gallop and Deschamps. 7, correct. Well done, Ruby. Good work. But on Ruby, another 2 points for Ruby's team. So Ruby's team win that round 4-2, which leaves the scores on 11-10 to the Greens. Yeah. Well, round 4 is called Ridden Cold. And for this particular round, we paid homage to a particular Christmas tradition. And we sent Fran and David down to the Curragh to do battle for their teams. Let's see how they got on. For some people, an ice cold dip is as important a part of Christmas Day as turkey and Brussels sprouts. Now, personally, I think they're just attention seekers looking for a good Insta story. But we have used that inspiration to design a challenge that will test the resilience and the bravery and the stamina of our gladiators. Welcome to the ice bath. So these are two buzz toys, so it's a race, you know, the things when you hit off them, they make a noise. So you're having a race to see you can complete the toy the first. If you hit off it, you have to go back to the start. I do understand you are sitting in an ice bath, so that is a factor. If one of you gets out of the ice bath before completing the task and the other person is still in the ice bath, they will win. But ultimately, it's a race on the buzz toy, and that's it.
Who came up with this idea?
I'm not sure.
If I had an agent, I'd be on the phone to that agent right now and saying, what the hell am I doing here?
Well, if you're worried about health and safety, that's probably the reason why you'd be ringing your agent. We have a health and safety officer who assures me that this is all totally grand. All right, Mark?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
Right, lads, in you get. Let's get ready to go.
Right, DJ?
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. Hang on, one sec. Brad, do you mind if I make a couple of these?
Paddy, will you come on?
One sec.
Ah, Paddy, come on, you're taking the proverbial.
I think it could be a short enough contest.
3, 2, 1,
let's go. Well, I'm back to the start.
I'm one of these people, when I go to the beach, I tiptoe my way into the water and sometimes don't make it fully in and come back.
Fran, you're shaky there. Is that...
I was out last night.
Were you? You have to go back to the start.
Will you stop? I know he's giving out that I have plenty of experience with ice baths from my riding days, but it's one of them things, mind over matter.
Here's a bit of radox to help you relax. Just keep relaxing a little bit, okay?
Just keep breathing, Dave. You'll be all right.
This is way harder than you think. This is as unfair an advantage as you can get. He has done thousands of these.
I'd say Fran's happy out. Will you stop? You can concentrate on yours. I'll teach this.
Now, I'm a little bit heavier than when I started riding, but I wouldn't be in the same scale range as Dave, and I think he'd be okay, but he's well insulated as we speak.
Fran, he's nearly there, Fran, steady hand. Oh, the Iceman, Fran Berry. Both of them struggled a bit with it. I mean, the two of them got in the bath, they think they're great, they got into a bath, like, well done, that's amazing.
Well done, Fran.
Go for a dunk. Every time I looked into David's eyes and seen the fear, it just, you know, I wanted to prolong it and make him suffer.
Yeah. Come on, good night.
One, two, three.
Fair play to you, lads. Fair play to you. Well done, lads. David, it seemed to be all about you, really.
No, right? Sorry, now. I know Fran has done well since he retired, and he's carrying a bit more than he used to. But you were definitely more suited to sitting in an ice bath than he is.
Why?
You're carrying a little bit more excess than poor Francis is.
And is that a good thing?
Obviously. Why do you think sea lions carry plenty of extra?
I wouldn't mind.
Paddy, they're on the one team.
I wouldn't
lettuce
mind
for Christmas dinner.
Because poor DJ on the day, I've never seen a man more scared. It was actually quite funny. It was, you nearly feel sorry for them before.
I'm honestly
disappointed he didn't play the scene where he was crying. That was actually.
I was genuinely going to pull out just before we got in. Like, that doesn't do it justice, how cold it actually was in there. You kind of see water and you say, that could be hot water.
Oh, there's no steam rising up.
It was freezing. It was absolutely I was going to pull out and then I said, I can't
it's
pull out
now.
It's
an ice bath.
Yeah, it's very cold, Paddy.
But we had to, for like health and safety, you have to have a medical person on standby. And Dave was over having a good chat with him about what way to put his foot in and all this kind of stuff. He was so worried, I'm telling you.
He checked my pulse twice.
He checked his pulse.
You never do it, Dave. Football.
The football team did it. I just didn't go in. I just chickened out of it, yeah.
So 3 points well earned for your team there, Franz. So well done. 11.
Done.
Place 13. Well, the final round is called the home straight, and you know this one works, guys. You nominate one person from your team to get up there and describe popular culture themes that are on the TV behind the rest of the team, and you have 60 seconds to name as many as you can. Fran, you remember this one. No. Green team are going first. Ruby, who are you going to nominate?
The gaffer. We're sending the gaffer up.
Right. Good man. He goes up himself. No messing.
We're losing, Paddy. We're losing, so I have to throw shape here.
Okay, Ruby, there's your first clue. 60 seconds. Time starts now.
Christmas dinner. Hammond.
Turkey.
Film. New York. Two of them.
Home Alone. Yeah.
Big chase, Christmas Day, big race.
King
Christmas
George.
Day. Christmas song, EHQ. EHA Vic J.
Silent Night.
Movie, there's a load of them, about six of them.
Rocky.
No.
Die Hard.
You can drink it for Christmas, comes in a bottle, it's heated up, chives
Mold
in.
Mulled wine.
Race course on hunt. Keep going, there is hunting them. You eat it for Christmas dinner, the vegetables.
No Brussels sprouts.
Build it in the garden after
Snowman.
World number one tennis player.
Novak Djokovic.
Pass. It's a sensation on your phone. People sing and dance.
Fight, right?
No. It's like Facebook or Twitter.
TikTok.
Pass. If there's something that falls out of the sky, yeah, that's it.
Time up. Time up. It was White Christmas. Pretty good score though. 10. Well done, Ruby.
Not enough.
Okay, Jane, you need 9 to win. Who's coming up?
I am.
Hey, sit down, you. Sit down. Best of luck, Jane. I'll keep a hold of me.
Stay there, friend, yeah.
Right, Jane, your first clue is there. Time starts now.
Band led by Bono.
You too.
Next question. A film, he helps Santa. Number.
Elf.
The day before 25th.
Christmas Eve.
Ireland snooker player.
Ken Doherty.
No, sorry. Next question. Next question. Won the Grand National on Nobody.
Sam Eddie Cohen.
Best Irish soccer player, now a pundit.
Roy Keane.
Best Christmas song, Capital of America.
New York.
New York.
Yeah,
Irish racing commentator.
Jerry Hannon.
The jingle we all sing.
Jingle Bells.
Oh. No, can't say that.
Grand National winner.
Noble Yates.
Portuguese soccer player.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Blackmore Gold Cup winner.
A Plutarch.
Pulls the sleigh of Santa.
Rudolph. Reindeers.
What are they?
Sleigh. Reindeers.
Yes.
Reindeers.
So that's time. So well done, Jane. That is enough. That's 12 points. Hey. A couple of discussion points, like the capital of America, New York. Washington, D.C. What was the other one? The Irish snooker player, Ronnie O'Sullivan.
The only thing is, you have to know your audience. So she actually gave a wrong clue and they got the wrong answer.
I know.
That's what you call intelligence, Paddy.
But well done, Jane. That was enough.
The Big Apple.
Enough. So well done.
We got it.
Alan Captain, we got it.
So final score today, 25 points to Jane's team and 21 to Ruby's. So easy in the end. All the way. Well done, Jane's team. So, Ruby, unfortunately at this occasion, you get the wooden spoons.
The only thing is, I actually, and I'm notoriously bad loser, it's worse.
He's the worst loser. Well, even Honeysuckle got beat, DJ. And Jane, you get the much coveted underpants trophy. Congratulations.
Yeah,
well
really
done.
Really thank you,
and a huge thanks to all of our guests for taking part and making this a bit of crack. And also a massive thank you to you guys at home for watching. We should be back in March with a Cheltenham-themed Paddy Power quiz. But until then, have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year. Mm-hmm.